What are you doing? Dinner. Are there good news?
It's time again for Donald
Trump.
Theater.
No one knows what's up or down.
Black
or white.
Legal.
Or
impeachable.
Everything is make believe in Donald
Trump.
Theater.
So let's
pull
the
curtain
back.
We are controlling transmission. If we wish to make it louder, we will bring up the volume. We can change the focus to a soft blur.
You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into...
Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
Truth isn't truth.
I hear it's fake news, but maybe it is, maybe it isn't.
I think it's fake news, okay? Now, would I do that? Absolutely.
We're doing a lot of things that are very good, including waste and fraud. Tremendous waste and tremendous fraud.
The President of the United States has the authority to do what the President has the authority to do.
You will respect my authority.
Yeah, I've declared myself as king.
I learned a lot from Richard Nixon.
But when the president does it, that means that it is not illegal.
I cannot tell a lie. I'm sorry. Nobody likes me. I could cause panic much better than even you. I could do much. I would make you look like a minor league player.
Yosemites.
Machination. A noun. The unscrupulous politicians used all their machinations to win the election. The unscrupulous politicians used all their plots, schemes, wiles to win the election. The unscrupulous politicians used all their plots, schemes, wiles to win the election.
40 days to go until Election Day, President Trump refusing to commit to a peaceful transition of power should he lose re-election.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transfer of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
The unscrupulous politicians used all their plots, schemes, wiles to win the election.
In one of the most chilling moments of his presidency, and there have been a few, Donald Trump refused to commit to a peaceful transition of power as Republicans formulated a plan to steal the election through the courts. We're as close as we've ever been to losing our democracy and watching our government transform into an autocratic regime. It's happening right in front of our eyes right now. You don't need to wait for Trump to roll down Pennsylvania Avenue on a tank and green fatigues with a long chin beard. His president's falsely claiming the election is rigged. The GOP chair in Pennsylvania told The Atlantic on the record that they're considering a plan to steal the state's electoral votes if they lose. And Republicans are basically announcing their intention to use the courts to overturn the election results. And on top of all that, the president last night refused to commit to a peaceful transfer of power, effectively threatening violence unless ballots are thrown out and he's allowed to stay in office.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transfer of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens. You know that I've been complaining very strongly about the ballots, and the ballots are a disaster.
I understand that, but people are rioting. Do you commit to making sure that there's a peaceful transfer of power?
We want to have get rid of the ballots, and you'll have a very we'll have a very peaceful. There won't be a transfer, frankly. There'll be a continuation.
All right, I'll take it back. He probably will grow that dictator beard.
Do you like it? I comb it with a fork. It's a little pasta twirl.
So Trump is threatening violence unless we get rid of the ballots. He's threatening a coup d'etat, even though I'm sure he has no idea what the phrase coup d'etat means. He probably thinks it's a lyric from Moulin Rouge.
Voulez-vous coucher coup d'etat, ce soir?
A truly treacherous moment. Our democracy hasn't been healthy in a long time, but now it's in a death spiral. The president is threatening violence if he loses. Armed right-wing militias are roaming the streets in Louisville, intimidating protesters. The president is glorifying state violence against journalists. Just a few months ago, he called for overwhelming force to suppress protests, labeled Democratic cities anarchist jurisdictions, and his campaign called for an army of supporters to join an election security squad. If this were happening in any other country, you'd expect to see pro-regime militants driving through the streets in pickup trucks, attacking people and waving flags and... Ah! The scene here is tense as pro-regime forces clash with dissidents. And I am sorry, I'm just getting word the regime has sent its armada of jet skis and party boats to blockade the port, leaving nothing in their wake but empty aluminium cans of natural light, or as it's called in the local vernacular, natty light.
Trump's plan hinges on delegitimizing mail-in and provisional ballots and any other votes that are not counted by the end of Election Day. Trump doesn't trust anything that comes in the mail unless it's a bride. One Trump legal advisor explained the push for new electors would be framed in terms of protecting the people's will, and that state legislators should say, we've been given this constitutional power. We don't think the results of our own state are accurate. So here's our slate of electors that we think properly reflect the results of our state. Trump's like America's gaslighting boyfriend. Pennsylvania, sweetie, you're confused. You're so emotional. I think you filled out all these ballots and forgot to put my name in. Let's throw these away and watch a movie on Netflix, okay? You get to pick. It's Goodfellas.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
I know I'd go from rags to riches if you would only say you care. And though my pocket may be empty, I'd be a millionaire. My clothes may still be torn and tattered.
To me, being a gangster was better than being president of the United States.
Now, this is, what's the word? Balls crazy. For over 244 years, we've always had a peaceful transition of power following elections. It's kind of the thing that makes us us. But when asked about keeping with this tradition, Trump firmly committed to nothing.
Will you commit to making sure that there is a peaceful transfer of power after the election?
Well, we're going to have to see what happens.
So, President of the United States won't commit to leaving office if he loses the election.
The unscrupulous politicians used all their plots, schemes, wiles to win the election.
Democrats should be holding highly publicized hearings about this. They should be slowing down Senate business, doing everything possible to force Republicans to commit to honor the results of the election, because Trump clearly will not. He said as much repeatedly over the last few weeks, and yet we all just kind of sigh and move on with our lives. Whenever he screams something about mail-in ballots or rigged election, we're all like tourists rolling up our car windows in Times Square. But Trump has made it very clear for months now that he will not consider the election legitimate if he loses, based on his made-up claims of mail-in voting fraud.
Universal is going to be a disaster, the likes of which our country has never seen. It'll end up being a rigged election, or they will never come out with an outcome. They'll have to do it again. And nobody wants that, and I don't want that.
You won't know the election result for weeks, months, maybe years after. Maybe you'll never know the election result, and that's what I'm concerned with. It'll be fixed, it'll be rigged. People ought to get smart.
It'll be the greatest rigged election in history. It'll be the greatest fraud ever perpetrated.
The only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged. Remember that. It's the only way we're going to lose this election.
They win the election.
To win the election. Last night, we learned the New York Times obtained Donald Trump's taxes for the last 20 years. We got the returns! And Trump is in some deep W-2 do. One of the big headlines is that in 2016, the year Trump won the presidency, Donald Trump paid $750 in federal income taxes. $750? Trump paid Stormy Daniels $130,000, and he screwed the country way more.
President Trump paid just $750 in federal income taxes in both 2016 and 2017. That's according to a report by the New York Times, which says it obtained more than two decades of tax return data for the president and his companies. According to the Times, Mr. Trump paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years. Largely because he reported losing much more money than he made.
Trump paid no income taxes at all in 10 of the previous 15 years, partly because of questionable so-called business expenses, including more than $70,000 paid to style his hair during The Apprentice. Trump found so many loopholes that in 2010, he claimed and received an income tax refund totaling $72.9 million. I assume when the government sends you a refund that big, the chairman of the Fed shows up with a giant novelty check. And you know, Trump's always talking about, oh, I can't show you the taxes because I'm under audit. Well, turns out that's because the IRS is not certain that Trump's refund was legal. He better win this audit because if he loses, turns out he would owe the IRS taxes and penalties that could exceed $100 million. Hey, Mexico, forget about that wall. Just pay for my tax bill, because Uncle Sam's going to take my thumbs.
Seriously, I'm having trouble wrapping my head around just how corrupt this is. A man who claims to be one of the most successful business moguls in America, who claims he's worth $10 billion, who's cast himself as a patriotic hero of the working class, paid $750 in taxes to the federal government while he was president of the United States. Jesus, dude, we are paying your room and board. You can't even make it an even grand.
Now, there's a good old chance that good old fake billionaire President Trump wouldn't be able to pay that bill because it turns out the president's businesses have amassed chronic losses that he aggressively employs to avoid paying taxes. It's a classic producer situation. Trump trying to earn more money with a flop than with a hit. In fact, since 2000, Trump's beloved golf courses have been $315.6 million in the hole. Someone really needs to explain to him that in golf, you want a low score. In golf business, you really don't want to finish $315 million under par. Now, some are saying his dire financial straits prove that he only ran for president to reanimate the marketability of his name. In addition to Trump's business losses, he is personally responsible for loans and other debts totaling $421 million. To put that in layman's terms, I can't. It's $421 million. But I will say this. When I graduated from college, I owed my university $100 because I lost a library book and they wouldn't send me my diploma. I had to borrow it from my mom. $421 million! Normally, you don't find someone who owes that kind of cash in the Oval Office. You find them washed up on the banks of a river. So, somebody out there, and we don't know who, has got the leader of the free world by the short hairs. If he gets reelected, Air Force One's going to end up on Pawn Stars. Best I could do is $2,000. It's got all these hamburger stains inside. It's bad. It's very, very bad for a president to owe so much money. In fact, significant delinquent debt disqualifies most people from obtaining a government security clearance because it's a point of leverage for foreign adversaries. You can't trust anyone with that kind of conflict of interest. You wouldn't want to go in for a liver surgery and find out your doctor owes a bunch of money to Hannibal Lecter. Is the patient sedated? Great, open the Chianti and start sauteing the fava beans. Now, of course, the president had a response to these allegations, and much like the finances themselves, it didn't exactly stand up to scrutiny. He tweeted, "The fake news media, just like election time 2016, is bringing up my taxes and all sorts of other nonsense with illegally obtained information and only bad intent." Wait, it can't be both made up and illegally obtained. That's like a husband saying, "I'm not sleeping with your sister." Also, walking in on us was a huge violation of our privacy.
So the failing New York Times has put out another one. I mean, no wonder they're failing. They put out this such a long article, so boring, and obviously full of total fake news. It's called depreciation. We know you don't know what that means, okay? Because you've been low IQ for a long time. But it's an important sort of thing that they put in our tax law for great business people. You get married, okay? You get to do a tax thing when you're married versus single. And when your wife, you know, turns 40, 41, you start to lose appreciation. You start looking elsewhere. That's called depreciation, so you write that down, you know, and maybe your businesses start to lose money because you're depressed, because your wife, you know, is 42 and doesn't do the same thing she used to when she needed that green card or when she was, you know, looking to get into the prenup. So that's called depreciation. And then we had, as you know, I know you know, I am a great sort of investor, not just real estate, but I know, you know, a great market. You see what the stock market did before the China virus, so the Kung Flu, as I call it. It was so powerful, okay? Flujitsu hits us, and it totally ruined my great economy. But I have great investment. About 6 years ago, I invested heavily in something called Blockbuster Video, okay? You see how much people watch video. And it's called Blockbuster. You wouldn't have seen that. Nobody saw that business failing. It was video, and it was called Blockbuster. And unfortunately, things happened. It didn't go so well. So that's called a business loss. So we write that up. But you don't know anything about that. And then, obviously, my hair has to get paid for. And that's actually not that expensive, okay? It's not that expensive. Look at Sleepy Joe's hair plugs. I bet he writes those off. And lastly, Ivanka's consulting. Sometimes you just got to give a woman a lot of money to get her to want you.
After the first presidential debate, tonight was the opening round of Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, the battle of the boomers, the showman versus the Joe man. Get ready for democracy to crumble! La, 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 la.
Everybody knows he's a liar.
It's a disaster.
He just pours gasoline in the fire.
It's a disaster.
If we get the votes, it's going to be all over. He's going to go. He can't stay in power.
You should get out of your bunker.
The president has no plan.
This man, he does not have a plan.
The president has no plan.
He doesn't have a plan.
He still doesn't have a plan.
Would you shut up, man?
Listen. California's burning. We closed it down, and now we're reopening. California's burning.
And this is all about trying to dissuade people from voting.
California's burning.
1,000 people today are dying.
He hasn't laid out anything.
I guess I'm debating you, not him.
Well, frankly, you've been doing more interrupting.
Oh, that's just stand back and stand by.
Very fine people on both sides.
A lot of people died.
Stand
back and stand by.
Everything he's saying so far is simply a lie.
We have plenty of time. I don't want to pay tax.
He doesn't know how to do that.
It's a fact.
My son was in Iraq.
I don't want to pay tax.
No, he doesn't know how to do that. He wants to get rid of the Affordable Care Act.
It's a fact.
He said it is what it is.
This is the way it is.
7 million people that contracted COVID. He said it is what it is.
This is the way it is.
He waited and waited and waited.
Does it have so many judges?
The bounty on the heads of American soldiers. The way you talk about them being losers.
It's stupid bastards.
They've done nothing to help small businesses. Totally discredited.
I'm totally under leveraged.
He said he didn't tell us or give people a warning of it. He's on tape as acknowledging he knew it. You don't panic. He panicked. Maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm and that would take care of it. He blew it. Just shush for a minute. Has used everything as a dog whistle. We're in real trouble.
Well, I'm the one that brought back football.
He's been totally irresponsible. All he ever wants to do is divide people.
I'm the one that brought back football.
Show up and vote. Vote, vote, vote. He's just afraid of counting the vote. Show up and vote. Vote, vote, vote. You should go out and vote. He's going to go. We have a higher deficit with China now than we did before. He sits on his golf course, and all these dog whistles on racism don't work anymore. Chaos and violence help his cause.
Fraud.
All the lies he's told you.
Fake news.
All the lies he's told you.
You're number two.
All the lies he's told
you. Go into the polls and watch very carefully. Because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. And watch very carefully.
As you know, today there was a big
problem. Because that's what has to happen. I am urging them to do it. As you know, today there was a big problem. In Philadelphia, they went in to watch.
They weren't allowed to watch.
Poll watchers are very safe, very nice thing. They were thrown out. They weren't allowed to watch. You know why? Because bad things happen in Philadelphia.
I hope it's going to be a fair election.
And I am urging 100%
my people. I hope it's going to be a fair election. If it's a fair election,
I am 100% on board.
But if I see tens of thousands of ballots being manipulated, I can't go along with that. And I'll tell you what, from a common sense, I'll tell you what it means. It means you have a fraudulent election. You're sending out 80 million ballots. They're not equipped.
They cheat.
These people aren't equipped to handle it.
Ballots in a waste paper basket.
Number two,
they cheat.
3 days ago,
they cheat.
And they all had the name
military ballots
in a waste paper basket.
They all had the name Trump on them.
3 days ago,
and
they
all had the name military ballots.
They were military.
They all had the name Trump on them. Supporters,
Vice President, you think that's good?
By the vote is counted, and will you pledge not to declare victory until the election is independently certified?
Yes, and here's the deal. We count the ballots, as you pointed out. Some of these ballots in some states can't even be opened until Election Day. And if there's thousands of ballots, it's going to take time to do it. And by the way, our military, they've been voting by ballot since the end of the Civil War. And that's what's going to happen. Why was it not? Why is it for them somehow not fraudulent? It's the same process.
Can't take it
it's
anymore.
Honest. No Here's one John has established Coltrane. At all that there is fraud related to mail-in ballots. That somehow it's a fraudulent process.
It's already been established. Take a look at Carolyn Maloney's race.
You had an opportunity
look
to
at
respond.
Carolyn Monroe.
Go ahead.
They have no idea
Vice
what happened.
Vice President Biden, go ahead.
You know why?
He has no idea what he's talking
because
about. Here's the
once
deal.
Once the
winner
is
declared,
I'll
accept it. And he will, too. You know why? Because
that'll be the end of it.
Winner is
that'll be the end
after
of it.
All
and
the
if
ballots
it's me,
are counted.
In
all
fact, fine.
If it's not
that'll
me,
be the end of it.
I'll support the outcome. And I'll be a president not just for
fine.
If it's not Democrats, I'll be a president for Democrats and Republicans. And I'll be a president not just for the
ballot
count.
Gentlemen, will you say that's the end of it? This is the end of this debate.
I want a ballot count.
Gentlemen, will you say that's the end of it? This is the end of this debate.
Ballot count.
We're going to leave it there. To be continued as in more debates as we go on. President Trump, Vice President Biden, it's been an interesting hour and a half. I want to thank you both for participating in the first of three debates that you have agreed to engage in. We want to thank Kate.
There's no way that we should... We should have to sit through two more of these debates. I can't imagine it. I can't imagine that we as an American population need to hear more from grandpas. Dueling grandpas is very difficult on my brains.
I come to you tonight, ladies and gentlemen, an empty vessel. A man with a mind wiped clean. I have stood in the swirling chaos of creation. I have seen Shiva dancing the destruction, wielding his trident, carving great gouts out of the universe. The sky at once both red and blue and black until all that remained was a starless void and the hollow husk once known as Chris Wallace. We have emerged from the mad whirlwind where we gazed upon the forbidden countenance of God himself, and he said unto us, Jesus, stop interrupting him, you giant baby! Yes, tonight saw the best minds of our generation destroyed by madness, starving, hysterical, naked, dragging themselves through the streets at dawn looking for the mute button.
That was a show.
Okay. Okay. That is, first of all, an insult to both shows... And the other word that I can't say, and it's not exactly accurate, because at least after a 90-minute poop, you generally feel better.
Mr. Sure. President, can you let him finish, sir?
No, he doesn't know how to do that. He has,
You'd
you
be
know...
surprised.
Will you
who
shut
is
up,
your,
man?
Listen, who,
and by the way, maybe you could inject some bleach in your arm, and that would take care of it. This is the
that
same man.
That was said sarcastically, and you know that.
It was sarcasm, just like my oath to uphold the Constitution and my marriage vows.
A lot of people died. And a lot more are going to die unless he gets a lot smarter, a lot quicker.
So, Mr. President?
Did you use the word smart? Don't ever use the word smart with me. Don't ever use that word.
I can handle things. I'm smart. Not like everybody says. Like dumb. I'm smart. And I want respect.
I'm the one that brought back football.
And the president of the United States was asked simply to condemn white supremacy.
Are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups?
Sure. I'm willing to do anything. I want to see
peace. Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do it. Say it.
Do you want to call them
What do you want to call them? Give me a name. Give me a
white
name.
Supremacists and
would you like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys, stand back and stand by.
I don't support white supremacists. I just command them like a dog. That's why I've got this shiny dog whistle. Proud Boys, stand back, sit. Who's a proud boy? You're a proud boy.
You're the worst president America has ever had. He's Putin's puppy. He still refuses to even say anything to Putin about the bounty on the heads of American soldiers.
Okay, that's not true. I'm not his puppy. I'm his BFF, and I'm Kim Jong-un's squash partner, and I'm Recep Tayyip Erdogan's emergency soul cycle contact.
After one particularly long Trump spittle-filled blather, Chris Wallace tried to get things back on track.
Mr. Vice President. Answered his final question.
The final question is, I can't remember which of all his rantings.
I'm having a little trouble myself.
It's funny, because we are facing the most important election of our lifetimes, and we're letting the idiot who shouts the loudest decide what we talk about. Now, Trump ended up ginning up fears about the next election.
This is going to be a fraud like you've never seen.
Oh, I don't know. I'm looking at a pretty big one right now. And was Chris Wallace asked Trump if he would call on his voters to stay calm? Instead, Trump made a frightening call to his followers.
I'm urging my supporters to go into the polls and watch very carefully.
Maybe go hang out there wearing your favorite brown shirt and just, you know, assess the situation.
And after an hour and a half of soul-pulverizing menace, I feel like I did coming out of Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace. How can we possibly do this two more times? And ultimately, I think the American people, they were hurt tonight. And if you look online, they're angry. Because this is a serious moment where human lives and the future of this irreplaceable country is on the line. And I know that Chris Wallace says he's not a fact checker. But after 1.5 hours of chaos and lies, I can say there's one statement tonight that was absolutely true.
This is not going to end well. This is not going to end well.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I've got a bad feeling about...
I've got a bad feeling about...
Hey. Quiet.
What?
I got a bad feeling about this.
I don't know. I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a bad feeling about this.
I have a really bad feeling about this. I got a bad feeling about this.
Thanks for the song. This week from
Eclectic Method, Golden Earring,
and thanks to
Rod Serling, Rudy Giuliani, Cartman, Richard Nixon, Seth Myers, Stephen Colbert, Henry Hill, J.L. Corvin,
Chris
Wallace, Dan Seward, Dana Bash, Fredo Corleone,
LB
Juan Kenobi, Darth Vader, Han
Solo,
Princess Leia at C-3PO.
Preceding show was recorded at Wave Farms WGXC in the Hudson Valley in New York State.